the theme of this last leg of Agadat Gemara was Yerushalayim de la'asid. And the Gemara mentioned amongst the many Agadat Gemaras that Omar Rab Chanina Bar Papa. Rab Chanina Bar Papa said, Bikash HaKadosh Baruch Hu lases es Yerushalayim b'midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted originally that Yerushalayim should have a very precise measurement. Shenemar, and we know it from the Nevuahs of Zechariah. Zechariah says, I saw a Malach coming with a measuring stick, and I asked him, what are you doing? Lomudas Yerushalayim, liris kamerach bavakama arka. And when the Malach Yasharis heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Yerushalayim with a measurement, they said, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, harbei krakim barasa b'olamcha, shal umar yisoyim, v'leinasat midas arkan umidas rachman. Yerushalayim, yet Yerushalayim, sheshimcha betoicha, umiktoshcha betoicha, vitzadikim betoicha, atenoisem b'amida, dafke here, there's going to be a midah miyad, immediately. Zechariah says that I see a malach running to this malach who's coming to measure Yerushalayim, and he says, drop the measuring stick right now, because Yerushalayim is going to be prozois teishev, why miroiv adam, ubehema mitoicha, there's not going to be any measurements to Yerushalayim. So, what did the Malachi Asharis tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're measuring Yerushalayim? Do you know what Yerushalayim is? Yerushalayim is a place where your name is. Yerushalayim is a place where your mikdash is. And Yerushalayim is a place where the tzaddikim are. How could you take a place like this and measure it? The Mashah on this Gemara says that Yesh Loimar, the oimik of the taina of the Malachi Asharis, that how could you measure Yerushalayim? How could you give a midas arkun, a midas rachbam, considering shimcha betoicha, mikdashcha betoicha, and tzaddikim betoicha, is based on a medrash, which is a Yalkut Shemoyne in Yeshaya, that says that Yerushalayim de la'asid, yir gadol koikach, kimoy ore kol eretz Yisrael dahashta. That the Yerushalayim of la'asid is going to be the size of Eretz Yisrael today. So Eretz Yisrael today, the entire land from sea to shining sea, that will be the size, the square footage of Yerushalayim de la'asid lave. Ubeis hamikdash ebetoicha, and the Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim de la'asid, Yir Gadol Kol Kach is going to be so big, Kemo Yerushalayim dahashta, like Yerushalayim is right now. That means if you want to know where the Beis HaMikdash of la'asid is going to be, it's dahin to get Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim today, the entire Yerushalayim, that is going to be the Makam HaMikdash. The entire Eretz Yisrael today is going to be Yerushalayim. This is a medrash that the Marsha brings. So says the Marsha that that was the taina of the Malachi Asharis. The Malachi Asharis was saying, you're measuring Yerushalayim. You know what Yerushalayim is? We're not going to go in order. Mikdashcha besoicha. Yerushalayim one day will be the Makam HaMikdash. How are you measuring Midas Arkun or Midas Rachban Shal Makam HaMikdash? It's not just Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Kodesh, Varzach. Oh, but it's Mikdashcha Betoicha. You're dealing with the Beis HaMikdash. Not just that, Shimcha Betoicha. We know that in the Gvulin, when the Kehanim used to duchen, so Loikesha Ani Nichtav Ani Nikra. But in the Beis HaMikdash, the Yidin, the Kehanim, were able to say the Shem Avaya, literally Kichsavoy. So Yerushalayim is a place where Shimcha is Betoicha, where one day the Kayhanim are going to be able to say the Shema Vaya. V'tzadikim betoicha. The Kayhanim who ate kachei kadoshim, they had to eat a dafka in the Azara. They had to eat a dafka in the Makam HaMikdash. But one day Yerushalayim is going to be the Makam HaMikdash, which means it's going to be a place where the tzaddikim, the kayhanim, all the kadoshim are going to be eating kachei kadoshim. So the taina of the Malachi Asharis was, Yerushalayim is kadosh farzach. But there's a toisefes kedusha that Yerushalayim has al shema asid, because one day it's going to be shimcha b'toicha. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be pronounced Kichsavai. U'miktashcha betoicha. The whole area is going to be the Makam HaMikdash. V'tzadikim betoicha. The tzadikim are going to be eating kachi kadashim, and says the Marsha. That's the oimik of the taina of the Malachi Asharis. But this medrash that the Marsha brings, that he uses to explain the divrei pi chacham chen, this Gemara right here, says that la'asid, Yerushalayim, is going to be a lot bigger, which again was the theme of this Gemara. How much bigger? It's going to be the size of the entire Eretz Yisrael. And the Beis HaMikdash is also going to be much bigger. How much bigger? It's going to be the size of Yerushalayim. In fact, it sounds like Yerushalayim will be the Beis HaMikdash. Eretz Yisrael will be Yerushalayim. This medrash that the Marsha brings in this Gemara right here, he brings in at least two other places that I'm aware of. One is Gemara Masechtas Megillah Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says Tanya, Rabbi Loza Kaparoyma, Asidim Bati Knesia Zu Bati Medrasha Sheba Bavel Sheikvu BeEretz Yisrael. There's going to be a day that the Bati Knesia and the Bati Medrasha of Bavel are all going to be in Eretz Yisrael. Shenem Maradi learned it from a Kal V'Chomer, from Har Tovar and Har HaKarmel, from the times of Maimed Ar Sinai. But this is Rabbi Loza Kaparoyma's memory that the Bati Knesia and the Bati Medrasha of Bavel, and it's not Dafka Bavel at that time, the Yidden were in Bavel, but all the Bati Knesia and the Bati Medrasha from the ganze Welt. There's going to be a day that they're going to be in Eretz Yisrael. So the Marsha in his Chedushi, I got this on that Gemara, Megillah, Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph, he says as follows, Val derech zeh yesh lechavim b'mizbar. David HaMelech said, Samachti ba'oimrim li, beis Hashem neilech. Zeh ha-mizmar b'golos nema. This mizmar that David HaMelech said, he was talking about this man of Golos. She samachti, he said, I'm happy, but only beis Hashem neilech, shehu beis HaKnesses. When I hear that we're going to the beis Medrash, we're going to the beis HaKnesses, I'm very bislimcha, ki ilu, oim dois hoyu ragleinu, bebeis HaMikdash, beYerushalayim. And the reason is because when I'm in the beis HaKnesses, I'm as if I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason I'm as if I'm in the Beis HaMikdash, because there's going to be a day that all the Batei Knesios are going to be picked up and they're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. And because all those Batei Knesios are going to go to Eretz Yisrael, so right now, when I'm in the Beis HaKnesses, it's as if I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. But what does that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? So says the Marsha, Yesh Loimar, the Oimik is, that there's a Chazal that say, and he quotes this Medrash, that there's going to be a day that the Mokam HaMikdash is going to be much bigger than it is today. How much bigger is it going to be? It's going to be the size of Yerushalayim. So where's that additional square footage going to come from? So from the Marsha here, it sounds a little bit like Yerushalayim. It's just going to be the Beis HaMikdash. He says, you know what's going to happen? What's going to happen is all the Bati Knesis and all the Bati Midrashis from the ganze Welt are going to come, and they're going to all attach themselves to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's how you're going to get this bigger Beis HaMikdash, and that's the Oisfer Yerushalayim HaBnuya Ki'ir SheChubrala, because there are things that are going to come and going to be mechaber themselves to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. And what is that? It's all the Bati Knesis and all the Bati Midrashis. So the Yisoid of the Bati Knesis and the Bati Midrashis going to Eretz Yisrael is the Yisoid of the Beis HaMikdash being much bigger than it is today, because that Beis HaKnesis and Beis HaMedrash, which is a Mikdash Ma'at, one day is going to become part of the Beis HaMikdash Mamish. And that's Samachti Ba'omrim Li Beis HaShem Neilech, because I chap, even right now, when a Yid is in the Beis HaKnesses today, on some level, he's already in the Beis HaMikdash. Because at some point, this Beis HaKnesses is going to plant itself in the Beis HaMikdash. Another place that the Marsha says this is in Masechtas Brachos Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says, Amalei the Rabbi Yochanan. They told Rabbi Yochanan, Ikka Sabi Bebavel. They're out the Yidden living in Bavel. Toma v'amar. And when he heard it, he was very taken aback. He said, it says, Aman Yirbu Yumechem Vimei Venechem Alu Adomiksev. Ava Bechutzla Eretzloi. Kivet Amalei, when they told him, Mekadu Mechashu Leben Knishta. But when he heard that they get up early and they go to Beis HaKnesses and they stay up late in the Beis HaKnesses, Omar, he said, Hainu da hanuluhu. Now already I understand. Dr. Marshall, what's the oimik? The oimik is the man yirbu yumeichem uf vimei venechem alu adama. It has to be alu adama. Of asidin about the Knesses, about the Midrashes, one day to be in Eretz Yisrael. And because they're one day going to be in Eretz Yisrael, when you're in a Beis HaKnesses, you're in a Beis HaMedrash right now, it's as if you're already in Eretz Yisrael. And the schoolest of Eretz Yisrael of La'asid you can have today in a Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. And that's the Oimik of Rabbi Yochanan. He could understand it because Sabi Bebavel. But when he heard that they're in the Beis, they're living in Eretz Yisrael. They're in Avira, they're Eretz Yisrael. Because when a Yid is in Beis HaKnesses and in his Beis HaMedrash, he's already living in Eretz Yisrael. We always speak out to Chassam Sofer, who talked so much about the Mailos of Eretz Yisrael. But at the same time, in all those Shmuzin, and all those Shmuzin, the Chassam Sofer used to say, that's true if you're living outside of Beis Medrash, but a Yid who spends his time in Beis Medrash, b'chol makay muktar umugish l'shmi, it doesn't matter where you are, kolo isik b'teres chatas, it's ke'ilu hikrev chatas, and regardless of where you are, you can have avir d'Eretz Yisrael. This is a little bit of an oimik. The oimik is that we are in the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, it's not just ba'ofen skuli, because this makim really, one day, will be the Mokam HaMikdash. And as a result, it has an etroshim already today. We could deher al shem ma'asid, the kedusha of Mikdash today, and the schoolers of Eretz Yisrael of La'asid are things that he is able to find in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash.